You are listening to the Well Connected Twin Cities podcast. I'm your host, Cynthia Shockley, and I'm here to learn alongside you through meaningful conversations with health and wellness practitioners. This is your time to experience some mindset shifts, learn practical tips, and get excited about what is possible. We want you to own the power of choice in your personal well-being journey. Let's discover what's possible right here in our Twin Cities community. Hello and welcome to the Well Connected Twin Cities podcast. I'm your host, Cynthia Shockley, and today I'm speaking with Kat Shinoda, a nationally board certified health and wellness coach and a board certified hypnotist. We'll be diving into what hypnosis is, some of the science behind how it works with the subconscious mind, and how it addresses things like anxieties and fears that we all have just humming in the background of our mind. Kat Shinoda is a seasoned behavior change expert, a certified health coach, and a dedicated hypnotist with a mission to inspire and empower over 1 million individuals to transform their lives. During her 15-year career, she has excelled in the field of professional development and corporate training. As the owner of Your Life Depot Hypnosis and Life Coaching, Kat has created a thriving practice for individuals seeking positive change and personal growth. Her services provide support in various aspects of health, including nutrition, fitness, stress management, and lifestyle modification. Her approach is holistic, addressing the physical and mental aspects of well-being. What sets Kat apart is her expertise in hypnosis. Over the years, she has successfully assisted numerous clients in areas such as phobias, smoking cessation, anxiety relief, confidence building, and performance enhancement. Her passion lies in helping individuals overcome their fears, navigating life transitions, and supporting members of the LGBTQIA+ community. Kat believes we all have a depot of inner wisdom and creativity that hypnosis can unlock. Your personal life holds the tools to overcome fear, increase motivation, and achieve the results you desire. Join Kat in creating a world where empowerment and inspiration are at the heart of personal transformation. And here we are with Kat Shinoda. Hello, Kat. How are you?
I'm good, Cynthia. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so happy to see your face and to hear your voice. I feel like almost a little starstruck because you've been making such cool reels that I'm just,
I just totally
stalk you, and I love all of the content that you're putting out. So
thank you. So glad to meet an audience member. I'm so excited.
Yes. Kat, I love being able to start our conversations with a rose and a thorn, something that's going well, something that's going not so well, just in your life. Do you mind sharing?
Oh, I love this question. And I think I'm gonna start with a thorn. Recently, I lost my mother to ALS. And so grief is my thorn today. But I've come to realize that my relationship with my mother, which was complex when she was alive, it's continuing to evolve even though she has physically passed. And so to me, there's a lot of healing and meaning in that. And so although it's a thorn, this grief does have a purpose. And so as for a rose, though, I would definitely say creativity. You mentioned my reels. And so when I get to share my voice on my socials, it's just so much fun. And then also as a hypnotist, I get to tap into my creative flow in every session. It's my job to paint a custom picture with words, imagery that's going to support my clients' growth and their healing. And that just gives me so much joy to be creative, but for that creativity to bring healing and empowerment to someone else, that is just absolutely my rose today and probably forever.
Just like a rose garden, just blue.
Yes.
Amazing. I'm sorry for your loss, but I'm so glad that you have been able to see also a rose within that situation and the relationship that's evolving in your eyes and in your experience. I think every thorn, it really does come with a rose. So
it does. It does. Thank you. Yes, of course.
Yeah. So being a hypnotist, I know before this conversation, we had talked about having neighbors and asking what you do. And you used to say, I'm a hypnotist. First of all, I don't hear that very often, right? I think you're the first person I personally know who is a hypnotist. And so do you mind sharing how you ended up in this role? What drew you into this space?
Yeah, absolutely. So my career started 15 years ago as an on-site corporate wellness coach. And so as I continued to gain experience, I really began to develop a true understanding of what we call the whole person approach, meaning that there are multiple layers to health beyond nutrition, weight, exercise, and disease management. And in coaching, you're working with a client to peel back the onion, to find what is important, what inspires someone, and how to make behavior change possible in their life. And what I was noticing in my practice was how often stress management was the domino. And so with that in mind, I really began to focus my learning, my continued education, and also my coaching style on the world of that buzzword mindfulness, right? But stress management, positive psychology, inner healing. And simultaneously, as many of us do in the field, as we learn about helping others, we're often healing the resonating wound within ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so in my own personal health journey, I was feeling stuck, so stuck. I had an immense fear of vulnerability. It was impacting my ability to be authentic. And Cynthia, I'm a type 4 on the Enneagram. So authenticity being my true to my identity is like my primary purpose and driver. So to have this fear and inability to be authentic was a core wound, right? And even worse, it was directly impacting my work, my belief and my ability to start my own business. And most importantly, my relationships, my physical health. And although I felt supported in talk therapy, I had gotten to this point where it felt like my fear was dictating every behavior. And I thought, gosh, can't I just be hypnotized to get rid of this? And although I said that kind of jokingly, it clicked. I was like, wait a minute. What if hypnosis could be a tool to help me? And sure enough, just through a few sessions, I overcame this fear and it changed the trajectory of my life. The skills I learned in hypnosis, it helped me manifest my goals. And I just couldn't wait to share these tools with others. And the thing is that hypnosis has so much overlap with the work we as health coaches already do. My passion that I described before for developing emotional intelligence as a pathway to overall well-being, it laid the foundation for my certification as a hypnotist. And I had no idea actually that I was already practicing, and many of us are already practicing and guiding others through these hypnosis techniques. And it was just like an easy aha moment that pairing coaching and hypnosis together could bring so much value to people that are looking to get healthier. And so I just dove right in, got certified, and started bringing it to my practice.
And it's really, I love this theme. I feel like in all of these well-connected conversations of healers really wanting to share what has healed them. And what started as just like a offhand comment, you're like, wait, let's actually give this a try.
It's literally how it went down of, yeah. And it's interesting that you stumble upon these things, and whatever your beliefs are, you know, sometimes it happens for a reason, right?
Mm-hmm. And thank goodness you found hypnosis and it helped you release some of that fear of vulnerability and that you're here speaking your truth, sharing your creative wisdom.
Right? This is like an ultimate fear. And here I am sharing my story, but also just sharing the power, the tools I want to share with others. And that is vulnerability, right? And here I am manifesting.
Big breath in. Northeast Wellness is a community acupuncture and wellness clinic in Northeast Minneapolis, offering affordable and accessible healthcare for all. Float therapy is the practice of floating in water with dense salt concentration in a sensory-deprived environment. The water and air inside of the tank match skin temperature, while the insulated walls of the tank block all sound and light. This combination gives your body a deeply relaxing experience that encourages you to go into a peaceful, meditative state. Float therapy isn't just a unique and fun experience. It can provide a range of health benefits like stress relief, migraine relief, increased quality of sleep, pain relief, and improved physical recovery. Learn more at northeastwellnessminneapolis.com. That's NEWellnessMPLS.com. And get your first float for only $45 when you use code WELLCONNECTED.
I'm curious also about some of the science, and I know you cover some of this in your reels, but let's do a little deeper dive of the science. What's going on with hypnosis? What's happening to our brain? How is releasing fear even possible with hypnosis?
Okay, are you ready for me to geek out?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yes, I know there's a lot of mysticism with hypnosis. We've all heard of stage hypnosis and people on stage doing funny things, or maybe the hypnosis that's in the Jungle Book, like Ka does to Mowgli, right? Ooh. But the hypnotist, we can actually never make you do anything against your moral will or judgment. And you're awake. You're an active participant in the whole experience. You can't get stuck in hypnosis. And the only people that can be hypnotized are people that want to be. So if you don't think it will work, you're absolutely right. But hypnosis, it's a naturally occurring state of mind of relaxed focus. I like to call it meditation with utilization. It has nothing to do with mind control and everything to do with igniting your creative imagination so that you can become empowered. It has a lot to do with brain science, specifically neuroplasticity, brainwave frequencies. So let's start with brain waves, all right? Although hypnosis is not sleep, the brain waves that you pass through just as you fall asleep and during very light sleep are the alpha and theta waves. And so this border between the two, that's where the subconscious is actually most readily accessible and the mind is receptive to ideas, or as we call them in hypnosis, suggestions. So in hypnosis, you're fully aware, you're an active participant, and you become relaxed to the point that you're in this alpha, theta brainwave state. Now, neural pathways, as a neuroscience review, real quick here, are the brain's way of encoding learned behaviors and habits. In essence, they're the mental highways that shape our behavior. And creating a neural pathway involves strengthening the connections between neurons. And thanks to neuroplasticity, which is in its most basic form, learning something new, you can make new ones, new neural pathways. And you do that through repeated thoughts or actions. When you repeat a behavior or a thought, that corresponding pathway becomes more established. It's like taking a stick and drawing it in the sand. The more you go over the line in the sand, the deeper and deeper it gets. And as those neural pathways strengthen, behaviors become more automatic and efficient. And this can make it easier to maintain new habits or make positive changes in behavior. A great example of what this is with driving. I'm wondering if you've experienced this before, the listeners have, where while you're driving, you go from point A to point B, but don't remember what happened in between. Have you ever experienced that before?
Yeah, especially if it's somewhere you go all the time, you just go into that autopilot mode.
Exactly. And it has a nickname of highway hypnosis, but thanks to neural pathways that you created, while your conscious mind went on a vacation, your subconscious mind remembered exactly how to safely operate the car and get you to your destination. And you had created a neural pathway because of how you repeated behaviors like driving or driving to that same location, like you mentioned. And so you use that internal autopilot. So imagine if your autopilot was no longer playing the tape about a phobia, but was instead playing the tape on confidence. So this is where hypnosis comes in. We intentionally create and strengthen new neural pathways by repeating helpful thoughts, helpful images, helpful ideas, with the intention of launching you into what you've always been capable of doing.
So being able to almost be lulled into this space where, you know, between alpha, between theta, where you're almost like, it's like that waking dream state.
Got it.
And then you can just play with what the brain is starting to think about, what neurons are firing, so that outside of the session, that reality is more likely to happen.
Exactly. And like I mentioned, hypnosis is not sleep, but each time you fall asleep, those moments just before you fall asleep and the moments just as you're waking up, right? That's actually when I ask many of my clients to start repeating suggestions, because you're still slightly in a state of hypnosis. So each one of us, all right, when we fall asleep, when we wake up, we're actually entering and exiting hypnosis. So you're all doing it, folks.
So we just need to utilize that a little better.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
That's amazing. You've talked about conscious mind versus subconscious mind. For people who maybe have a vague idea, right, of what is subconscious, what is conscious, how would you describe the difference in terms of how the brain works, how you use that knowledge in hypnosis?
Yeah. So subconscious mind and conscious mind, really important part of how hypnosis works. Like I mentioned, two parts. And you can think of our mind as an iceberg. So what's visible above the surface of the water, that's our conscious mind. And our conscious mind is responsible for logical thinking, critical thinking, short-term memory, willpower. And then beneath the water's surface is just this vastness of the iceberg, right? The subconscious mind. And the subconscious mind records everything. Feelings, emotions, fears, and memories. It's built on habituation. It's always alert, always awake. It controls all the systems of our body. It's where our beliefs and our values are housed. And then there's this last part, which is really important, and we'll visit it in just a moment. The subconscious mind, it takes everything literally, yet does not understand language. But let me give you an example of how the two minds work together. So if you were being chased by a bear, Cynthia, right, your conscious mind would estimate how far away the bear is. Your conscious mind would begin to start working and identifying an escape route, right? And meanwhile, your subconscious mind is recalling that viral video you saw of a bear attack. And that brings forward feelings of fear. And that initiates your physical fight or flight response, allowing you to run faster away from the bear. And so in this example, our two parts of our mind are working together to keep you safe. Now, sometimes the two parts of our mind are in conflict. So let's take the example of public speaking. Consciously, you're saying to yourself with your willpower, right, your conscious mind, I don't want to be afraid of the audience. I shouldn't be afraid. But the subconscious mind, like I mentioned, it doesn't understand language. And especially, it does not understand the word don't. So that self-talk, right, I don't want to be afraid. When you take the word don't out of your self-talk, what do you get? Be afraid, right? Yeah. And your subconscious interprets and hears be afraid in front of the audience. So your subconscious then starts doing what it does best. It's going to surface that embarrassment you felt all those years ago in third grade when you realized your zipper was down during your very first book report in front of the class. Then anxiety takes over, and then you decline any opportunity to share your voice. And that's where our conflict is. So as you've noticed, the conscious mind and willpower, it can only get us so far. So what if we could disconnect the emotion from that memory from third grade? What doors would open if in the past your subconscious mind used to surface embarrassment, but now it brings feelings of confidence and empowerment because we started to create a new neural pathway with a new idea, a new thought? So when you're in hypnosis, we put your conscious mind on vacation so that the subconscious mind is at the forefront, and doing so, it's very highly receptive to those ideas, such as, I like the idea that it's easy for me to be in front of an audience and I feel great.
Yeah. And I feel like there's so many people that I can think of where they might go to therapy for years and years. And mm-hmm. I feel like in typical therapy sessions, like you were working with the conscious mind, like what are those conscious thoughts? How do we get at them? And maybe addressing subconscious thoughts, but this hypnosis tool, it just feels like that like missing piece that can really help things click into place, which is just so exciting. Well Connected exists to help you discover the practitioner that aligns with your values. We believe that finding the right fit should be simple and maybe even fun.
When you visit wellconnectedtwincities.com, you can search for local practitioners by categories like chiropractic or herbalism, or you can search by condition or symptom in the directory to find practitioners of various healing modalities who can help. Discover over 100 local practitioners, browse articles, take classes, and listen to interviews by these very practitioners to learn who is the right fit for you. No matter what it is, we are here to help you say yes to the next stop on your healing journey. I'm curious, what kind of clients come to you and who needs hypnosis? Who's coming to you for that extra support?
Yeah, I've had clients come to me for all sorts of goals, like tobacco cessation, weight management. But I'd say that the most common that come into my practice are folks that are looking to overcome phobias, people that are nail biters and no longer want to be, and people that are managing imposter syndrome or looking to improve their self-esteem. And when it comes to phobias, I just want to add that there is no such thing as an unusual fear. A few of my clients gave me permission to share what they came to me for: a fear of sitcoms, a fear of plumbing pipes, a fear of hand sanitizer. So if you're wondering, can hypnosis really help with that? Yes, it can. And you can give yourself permission to leave any shame you have at the door. As hypnotists, we're here to help, and there's nothing unusual. We won't judge you for that.
So just navigating that fear, releasing it. Because gosh, even if you rationalize with yourself, like, this, I don't need to be scared with this. I don't need to be, why am I scared? But It's how do we tap into that deeper layer that's running without our awareness?
Right. And what you just did there, I don't need to be afraid of plumbing pipes. There's no logic to that, right? That's the conscious mind. But remember, our subconscious mind, it doesn't understand language. So it doesn't hear that word don't. Be afraid of plumbing pipes, right? Yeah, that's where hypnosis can come in and create those new neural pathways where the automatic is, it is just a plumbing pipe.
And because I know you, Kat, and know your level of expertise and just who you, just your presence, I would definitely trust you as a hypnotist. But how do people spot a quality hypnotist out there? Are there certain qualifications that people need to be looking for just to know that this is someone I could trust who's really skilled in what they're doing?
It's a great question. There are several organizations that offer certifications, and you may see a variety of letters behind someone's name: BCH, CCH, CH, MH. I'm board certified through the National Guild of Hypnotists. But to me, when I think about my practice, my clients are not paying for hypnosis or coaching. They are paying for results. And so my recommendation is to look at the testimonials and also look at the bio of the hypnotist. You just said, you know me, right? And so asking yourself, is this someone that I want to get to know? Is this someone that has special interests in what I'm looking to achieve? And what are other people saying about their experience? A majority of my caseload has been built on referrals and word of mouth. So that being said, do look for some letters behind the name, but also look for details that positively reinforce how you feel about working with a hypnotist.
And that's something I know we really believe at Well Connected, is that, like, person first, right? Who's the person behind the title? And do you resonate with them? Do you trust them? Are they going to listen to you the way you need to be listened to? So I know a lot of practitioners out there might offer also, like, quick 5-15 minute, just a little call or something to just be like, hey, here's me, here's you, let's get to know each other for a brief moment and see if we resonate. So exactly. I'm sure there are people who would be willing to, if you also reach out via email or chat or whatever it is, and just say, hey, do you mind if we just have a quick chat to just get to know each other?
Yeah, we can talk about that later, but I absolutely also offer discovery calls. And yes, that is something that's really important. I believe a lot of practitioners do that because we understand how important rapport is and to your well-being. And we're all here to help. And to have that connection is important for that trust and for you to be successful.
Do you have any hypnosis tools that listeners might be able to do on themselves if right now is not the time for them to dig in with a practitioner, or they just want a sampling? I would love to hear.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'd love to teach you all something. So, in addition to our sessions, my clients spend about 2 minutes a day. We call it self-hypnosis, but it's 2 minutes a day of getting themselves into a relaxed state and then fantasizing, actually daydreaming about their lives as if the change has already happened. And during those 2 minutes, they repeat to themselves a suggestion that captures their goal. Now, one of the very first hurdles someone might have when they're making a change, and especially to something that you've been stuck on for a while, is self-doubt. So, what I'd like to offer listeners is a tool that my clients use that helps their suggestions and self-talk be doubt-proof. If we keep going with that example of public speaking again, someone that has a fear of public speaking, their goal or their suggestion could be, it's easy to be in front of an audience and I feel great. But immediately that person may feel resistance, this little gremlin voice that says, yeah, no, you don't, that won't work. So here's the trick. When you're incorporating new self-talk, new suggestions, new ideas, new affirmations or mantras, okay, try adding these words right in front of the suggestion. I like the idea. I like the idea. It's easy for me to be in front of an audience and I feel great. And we can all like an idea, right? Even your self-doubt can like an idea. Self-doubt can't say, no, you don't, to an idea. And so that's how we get around self-doubt. Your self-doubt will actually become speechless. Right. So remember, neural pathways, right? We are repeating the phrase over and over until it becomes ingrained. At some point, I promise you, all right, as you continue to say, I like the idea that it's easy for me to be in front of an audience and I feel great. At some point, those words are actually going to feel cumbersome. You almost like trip over, I like the idea. And it's at that point that you can actually let those words go and simply say with confidence, it is easy for me to be in front of an audience and I feel great. And that's when you've created a new neural pathway and change is just around the corner.
That's so exciting to think about to get to that point. And I love the invitation to use that almost as like training wheels.
Yes, it's four words. It's just four words. And yes, that is exactly it.
Yep. And then as soon as you're like, wait, these wheels aren't even touching the ground, we can knock those out.
Out of the park, right? And you just cruise on. Absolutely.
I love it. I'm curious because I know you offer virtual hypnosis as well, which is important because I know you're not in the Twin Cities, but you're connected here. And I know you have clients just all over. But I'm curious, is there a difference between having that hypnosis session in person versus virtually? If there are differences, what are they?
So, really cool fact about hypnosis is that the hypnotist does not need to be in the same room with you. And like you mentioned, yes, all of my sessions are virtual. And what that means is that sessions are flexible and happen on your schedule. So I feel like that's the main difference is that we can be really flexible. And in fact, I've actually worked with clients when they were traveling overseas. So hypnosis can literally traverse the globe. So I'd say that's the difference, is that it happens where you are when you need it, wherever you may be.
Yeah, that flexibility piece is key. And it's good to know that because it is just having the conversation, having the guidance, and how to reset that those neural pathways and integrate those. So if someone is now listening to you, being like, wow, Kat knows her stuff, how do they work with you? What does that process look like?
Yeah, so listeners can find me on social media at Your Life Depot. They can head to my website, which is yourlifedepot.com. And from there, folks can schedule a first discovery session. And that's a 30-minute call where we discuss your goals, how hypnosis or coaching can help. But like we talked about before, developing that rapport, really understanding how we can click, getting to know each other. And then typically what I do is 4 to 5 sessions, and it's like at a cadence of once per week or at a schedule that's flexible to you. And yeah, I make it really easy for us to get connected and to partner together.
Yeah, perfect. And if you want to just learn more, get to know Kat more, I highly recommend following her on Instagram at Your Life Depot. It is just such a fun account. You get to learn stuff. You get to get that, oh, yep, that resonates with me. I feel seen in a fun but uncomfortable way.
Absolutely. And it, some folks, they like to hold on to things. I am not a hypnotist that withholds hypnosis secrets. I want to share these tools. And so, yes, I share tips. My account is for learning, for inspiration, for empowerment, and welcome.
I wonder, Kat, if there was one takeaway that you hope listeners walk away from this conversation with, what would you hope that would be?
Oh man, neural pathways. A belief is simply a thought that you have had over and over again. It is a neural pathway. And since we know that thanks to neuroplasticity, that we can create new neural pathways, that means you can let go of beliefs that don't serve you. You have the power to let go of neural pathways that don't serve you and replace them with ones that do. I know you only said one takeaway, but just another one is that hypnosis can have a lot of stigma. It can just have a lot of mysticism around it. And we all see those stage hypnotists that are making people do funny things on stage, but I do not know a single hypnotist that wastes a trance, meaning that at the end of every show that I've attended, friends of mine that do stage hypnosis, they are always adding suggestions and positivity and encouragement and empowerment into their show. And afterwards, yes, they may be working the room to gain clients, but really it's for the purpose of helping people. And so I hope that listeners walk away, you know, that understanding that hypnosis is accessible and that it's no Jedi mind trick, that I'm just your friendly neighborhood hypnotist.
It's as simple as that.
It really is. It really is as simple as that.
Gosh, I know I'm feeling very inspired and I'm excited to capitalize on that time between waking and sleeping in the morning and night. And I'm going to come up with my own little phrase and my suggestion and just play with that. I think this is just something anyone can access, which is so exciting that we can all just play with it. And then if you want that additional support and guidance from someone who's known this and done this for 15 years, then yes, get that support.
Yes, I'm here for you. I'm ready. But again, we are all entering that state of mind as we start our days, and let's take advantage of it.
Thank you so much, Kat, for sharing your wisdom and your tips and just for doing the work that you're doing. It's literally changing lives. So appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you, Cynthia. And thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for listening to the Well Connected Twin Cities podcast. Did you learn something new? Did you feel that spark of hope and excitement for what is possible? Because so much is possible. Tell us about it in a review on Apple Podcasts. Not only would we absolutely love hearing from you, but these reviews help our ratings and help other curious minds like you find this resource. We are always better together. Thank you again, and see you next time.